One of the best things about doing what I do is getting to interview the people who I really, really admire. And one of those people I recently interviewed was Xanthi Clay. She writes for Telegraph magazine. She's brought out this beautiful book called The Contented Book. The Contented Cook, even. And this is me just catching up with her. And I asked her if she had been involved in the photography and if she had done the food styling for the book, because it is particularly beautiful.
You know what, usually I don't, but this time, no, they got a professional food stylist in to do it, and I have to say, she's done a lovely job.
They are very beautiful, these shots. I must admit that. I mean, I think half the thing with the book is the visuals.
It is, and I should say that all the recipes were cooked exactly to the recipe, so they are the real dishes. I mean, you could eat them afterwards. No pretending.
It's half a perk of the job, isn't it, when you're doing that, is to eat it afterwards. We're never going to, I'm never going to be slim if my life depended on it.
It's just too tempting. It's hard. It's just a trial we have to live with, Vanessa, isn't it?
It is. Xanthi, how long have you been writing for The Telegraph now?
Oh, gosh, I started Reader's Recipes column back in 1999, so that makes 13 years, doesn't it?
And has that gone really quickly?
It has. I mean, I'm incredibly lucky. I think I've got the best job in the world, mainly because I get to meet such fantastic people. Going out, meeting the farmers. Farmers are such interesting people with so much to say about how food is produced. And you know, I'd love, if I could do anything, I would encourage people to be more aware of how the food gets to us, you know. And the reason why, you know, strawberries perhaps aren't at their best this year, and that's because it's been so cold and there's not been enough sunlight hours and, you know, and all the difficulties and all the joys of producing food. Amazing stuff.
And do you feel that, I mean, as a journalist, I mean, do you feel that it's your duty to get people to think about sustainable, ethical, local, seasonal food? Is that part of your sort of inner remit, or do you just write?
I certainly do write about all those things, and I guess, but I'd hope not to preach, because I think in the end what it's about is just loving the food, loving the ingredients. And that's something I feel really strongly in this book. I tried to sort of keep the list of ingredients really short, because in the end food should be simple, because simple ingredients are delicious. And I always think, if you're going to cook a dish, if it's not more delicious than the ingredients you started with, then you should just have the ingredients, you know, without making the dish. I mean, obviously that doesn't hold for meat or something, but if you're going to make a strawberry tart, if it's not more delicious than just eating the strawberries out of the punnet, just eat the strawberries out of the punnet. That's fantastic too.
It's a very good philosophy. I've noticed very much that your ingredients speak for themselves. I mean, you know, very much, you know, like I'm looking at your tomato and courgette gratin and your sort of geranium scented cœur à la crème, which I have to say I'm going to have to make.
I love that one.
Your ingredient lists are always relatively short. You don't have really long, complicated ingredient lists. Is that because you feel that that things should be simple and achievable?
I think it's just my way of cooking. I have so much respect for the chefs, particularly the ethnic chefs, who seem to work with incredibly long lists of ingredients. But I have to admit, when I open a recipe book and I look at a recipe and there's a sort of, you know, 6 or 8 inch list of ingredients, I just want to go and have a lie down, really.
I know the kind of books you mean, and then you spend a fortune on the ingredients and then they languish at the back of the cupboard for another year.
And that's right, exactly. And I just, you know, and it also, it takes hours, doesn't it, just measuring out half a teaspoon of this and half a teaspoon of that.
Yeah, definitely.
So, but,
definitely.
You know, if you've got the simple recipe, if you want to add a bit of this and that, that's your prerogative, you know, you're boss in your own kitchen.
That's very true, and it's something that, you know, this book I will cook from. I mean, it's got that lovely sort of way of the way you've written it. It's very straightforward, but there's a sort of romance in what you've written. I'm very, very fond of this book already. And it will be one that I sort of take out and use. You can tell, like, you can tell I have two bookshelves. I have the one in the kitchen that I use, and the one out in the hallway that is just for show. And this is on the used part. I'm afraid it'll be mottled soon. If you had to pick one recipe out of this book, Xanthi, that you was your favourite recipe that you could eat every day of the week, which one would it be?
Oh, that's so mean.
There are a lot.
The one that I cook more than anything else, and it's not even cooking, because it's so simple and because people absolutely love it. And you just take equal quantities of ricotta and mascarpone, so, you know, two 250-gram tubs.
Yeah.
You mix them up. You then flavour them with lots of vanilla. And I've been using that Ugandan vanilla, which you went out to visit, which is just lovely. You flavour it with lots of vanilla and just a tiny bit of sugar. You don't need much because it's got the lactose makes it sweet anyway.
Right.
You know, green is intrinsically sweet. And then you just pile that on a plate. And then I just mix some honey with a little bit of syrup I'd scented with orange flower water, or you know what, you could just pour over plain honey, that would be fine. Plain, you know, especially if you've got some really beautiful flower honey, it's a real moment to kind of showcase it. And then I just toss on top lots of whatever fruit is around. I mean, right now it's been strawberries and blackberries and all of those delicious things. And then everyone, and it looks amazing, a sort of pyramid of just lavishness. And it's everyone who eats it loves it. So I have to admit, it's very lazy and I make it all the time and I love it.
You know what, Xanathi? I'm listening to you talking and I know why your columns transport me. You just, even the way you speak, just, oh, you're so inspiring and I really love what you do. And this book's absolutely fantastic. It's retailing at the moment on the back, although I have to say, you know, you can usually get it for less than that off the internet, but it's retailing at $19.99. It's by Kyle Books. It's called The Contented Cook. And I know you're at Ludlow Food Festival today. If we want to follow you on Twitter and catch up with what you're doing, because you're on stage shortly, we find you on Twitter at Xanthi Clay?
That's right, just at Xanthi Clay. Keep it simple, that's what I always say. And yes, and if you're in Ludlow, by any chance, come along and I'll be demonstrating, making some rabbit rillettes.
I'm so jealous, Ludlow. If I could live anywhere in the country, I walked around Ludlow last time I was there and I just thought, can I move here? Have you wondered that yourself yet, Xanthi? Have you wondered if you could move there?
I have, you know, it is fantastic. And the food festival, I mean, yesterday it was sunny and packed and just really great atmosphere. And today it's looking sunny, it's just opening now and I think we're going to have a repeat today.
You have to look up a fantastic chap there. His name is Peter Cook from Price's Bakery. He makes the most amazing sourdough. Thank him. Go and say hi. He's fabulous.
You know what? That's the sourdough I'm going to be serving up my rabbit reactor.
Oh,
great minds, Vanessa.
Oh, Xanthi, have a fabulous day. Thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me,
Vanessa.
Oh, it's lovely. Okay.
Thanks, love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Terrific. And that is mouthwatering. The enthusiasm just really carries you along, I think, doesn't it?
She's just really... She really inspires me. You know, certain people just prick you in the right place and you think, oh, that is such an amazing idea. Or so she's just got a way with her that I think, oh. And those kind of people, they're really good to, you know, to see what they do.
Terrific.
She's good.
So still to come, we've got some...
It's just such a wonderful thing to be able to chat to somebody about their book and their creativity. And I must say, having got Xanthi's Contented book home and had a really good look through it, I've cooked several things from it already. So very practical, straightforward to use. And Xanthi really is just a very inspiring writer. Not overly fussy, descriptive, straightforward instructions and really delicious food.